Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's great to be here with you, as it is every Saturday. I hope you've caught on to all the new times. I'm here every Saturday at 1 o'clock. Easter is around the corner, and we're going to talk to our first guest about some great stories about companionship, and hopefully at Easter time we can give back to others and make people feel welcome in our lives. Later in the show, Lorna Vanderhaeghe, who joined us from month to month, is here. She's got a new book out about beautiful skin, and so there's stuff you can do inside, outside, and it's a great, complete book. We've got a giveaway. Got a giveaway on this segment, so stay tuned. Off the top, we have Gail Bennett-Owens, who is an author. She's got a wonderful book out called Making Dying Joyful and the Stories of Companionship. Welcome to the show, Gail.
Thank you very much, Patty.
I love this book.
Oh, I'm so glad.
And I think it touches a lot of, it would touch a lot of people's hearts because, you know, in the book it says dying, what does one of your people say? Dying is not for wimps. It's not easy.
Dying's not old. Easy. Dying's not. Dying's no fun at all.
Yeah, like
one of my ladies said that to me.
These people you've met are great senses of humor. That,
totally.
You know, it isn't easy, right? Because you get shuffled around, you get bossed around. I know a lot of the people you took out would want to pay for coffee because it makes them feel good to know they've got their change.
Absolutely.
Because everybody's taken away everything from them.
That's right, and that's why I give a tip in the book about, you know, let them keep their wallet, let them have a purse or a handbag. Just take out the important stuff. Obviously, not credit cards and whatnot like that. Put some grandchildren's photographs in it and put a little jingle in there, you know, a toonie or a loony or something so that they can feel like they can pay for their own coffee.
It's a great book. And how did you come about to write this? Because you were a companion to seniors. So how did you, the career, how did you get that career?
Yeah, well, I was volunteering in the hospital at first in the spiritual care and mostly working with the geriatrics. But I've been around seniors my whole life, love going for tea with the little old ladies. Sorry to call them that, but
and little old ladies like my mom when she was in her 90s would call younger people that.
Yeah. So, you know, I started off very young, knocking on doors on Salt Spring Island to go for tea with people there. And so I've just done it my whole life. And it just so happened that somebody asked me, would you like to be a companion? I think you'd be a great companion. And I said, wow, you mean I could do it for a job? And they said, yeah. So boy, oh boy, I never had to advertise. There was just such a need in this city. And I got many clients in many care homes in Victoria. So the way the book came about is I didn't take notes as I was with everybody. Mm-hmm. Occasionally somebody would come out with some amazing thing out of their mouth and I would jot that down.
Yeah.
Like the one psychiatrist I looked after who said that, you know, it's one thing to be losing your mind and not know it, but to lose it and know it is a really sad thing. And she did know it.
Yeah.
So she felt her life, you know, as she knew it, brilliant mind slipping away from her. But the way I came to write this book really was, as I said, I didn't set out to write a book. I was just driving in downtown Victoria and all of a sudden I just heard it. I just thought to myself, I have to write a book. And I already knew the title. I knew it had to be, you know, something about making joyful happy, making dying something different than people know.
Right.
And so the idea came to me and then the stories came over a series of years.
Because people are so afraid of old age, of the elderly, of dying. It's like if you're around, it's going to happen to you. Well, hey, surprise, surprise, it is going to happen to you.
It is.
And
we're not getting out alive.
Absolutely. That's right. And, you know, there's so much to be gained by talking to old people. And I think all they want is your time.
Yeah.
And you know, like they don't want a bunch of gifts or anything else. It's take 5 minutes and listen. Or like you do in your book, you know, my mom loved going for a drive, a Long Beach drive. We'd go for coffee at the Kiwanis or somewhere.
I might have seen you there.
That's delicious, you know, with cream or chocolates. And I know a few of you are people that you would say, have some dessert first, you know, because your appetite goes down. We'd serve these great big honking meals on a Sunday. And my mom would just want a piece of pie or something, right? Or some ice cream. Because your appetite's different, your senses are different. So I think you have to kind of, sometimes, you know, they get a little bit like children, babyish, and you have to sort of indulge that sometimes and let them just be.
Absolutely. My grandfather, who had dementia, he wanted to go whitewater rafting when he was in his 80s, and half the family was against it, and the rest were for it. Let him. Why not? So
did he?
I think they did let him. And he survived.
Wow. Well, and that's sort of like, I'm not sure what you've seen so far, Gail, but when people want to live in their house for a long time, and there's that fine balance of do we make mom and dad move out, or do we let things progress and see if they want to stay there? Like lots of times we rush it.
Yeah, well, you don't make mom and dad do anything, so you can't make them move out of their house.
No, that's true.
You can suggest. I had an elderly friend here who had his mind right until the end, and he lived to be... I think 95, passed away this past December, very fiscally responsible, died December 31st. He was in one of these expensive care homes, and it meant that he didn't
his
have to pay.
His kids appreciated that.
So, yeah, but he really made a smart decision. He was living in Oak Bay, and he said he wanted to move out before he got to be a problem and a burden for his family, so he could actually sort through his stuff, and he never looked back. He was really happy that they went in and had all their meals made for them. But not everybody wants to do that, and you can have people come in.
Yeah, and what has it taught you, Gail, about getting older and dying? What has it given you, a gift that you live with now that maybe has eased your fears about it?
Well, I don't have too many fears. I would like to live into my 90s just because I want to see my grandchildren grow up. I've got a lot of things I want to do.
Yeah.
So, but like for myself, it does give me an incredible calmness to see these other people and how they've lived their life and how they've left this life.
Mm-hmm.
And it just gives me, I don't know, strength. And somehow I keep ending up in the right place at the right time at their bedside, you know. And
that's so neat.
After it happened once and then again and again, it just got to be like, well, doulas or people who go and help people give birth, ladies when they're in the
Absolutely.
Hospital giving or at home giving birth. I just sort of feel the same way. It's a long process. It's a struggle. You're coaching. You're going, you know, come on. You're offering like prayers or you're encouraging, and it's the same thing.
And it is. And you know, if anybody's going through it now, you know, I found that, you know, you fear death with your parents or anybody in your life who is dying, but it's that in-between period that can be very, very stressful because you're dealing with all those emotions beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
I find, you know, it's that day to day when someone's slipping away, like when your dad died,
doesn't make
even though
easy.
You know it might be coming, it still is so hard because you don't want it to happen.
No,
but when
exactly.
it does, you can deal with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, if you saw in the front of my book, my introduction, nobody reads the introductions. They get right into the stories. My friends went right to the end. They went to the last story, which is, in fact, about my dad. But in the introduction, I talk about, you know, I couldn't understand the gratitude that came my way from families when I looked after their parents every Christmas, every, like, you know, maybe Easter or Valentine's Day or whatever. I would get, you know, a check or a nice card or just a phone call or something, and they just were, like, gushing with appreciation. And I couldn't understand. It's no big deal. I love being with your mom. I love being with your dad. This is what I love to do. They're so sweet. And I sort of, you know, was thankful that they were thankful, but I didn't really get it. And then when my dad got dementia, ended up in a care home, I just could hardly breathe. I was just so stressed out. I just was dealing with doctors, with the care system, with where do I put him? Am I doing the right thing? Is this medicine the right thing for him? And then I thought, I need a paid companion. And it was so funny because I couldn't understand. I had other paid companion friends who got paid companions for their parents. And I thought, isn't that funny? And then I realized, no, that was my saving grace, is that I got a good family friend who at first didn't want to accept money for it. And I said, you have to. You're doing me such a favor by taking him out for a donut on a Sunday afternoon or just giving me a little bit of time. And it just was one extra person. Of course, my mom was here. We have grandchildren and family friends here who could visit dad. But it was just that one other person that I just knew I could count on.
And it is stressful. And you do have to take care of yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Because you also have your own life and stuff to deal with. And it can run you ragged.
Absolutely.
I read that book, Tuesdays with Maury, also, and really liked it because Tuesdays became my day to sort of help my folks, because if I didn't, it would be 7 days a week of shopping and picking, because it's sort of like children. If you don't kind of schedule it, you'll be run ragged with demands. So you, during this process, because it kind of be a long process, your parents' age, you want to kind of set a schedule almost, right, that you did with your kids growing up.
Yeah.
So if you can sort of set a date that you do your stuff, and it helps. And so a companion is great, because you also have that guilt that you want to be there. But it's wonderful to find someone like yourself who cares about your parents that much and
rent
wants
a daughter.
To hear rent a daughter
yeah.
and hear the stories.
Or a son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also with dementia, you can get a little bit aggravated. You can have your moods change. But you seem to accept everybody for where they were at.
Just go in a different room, you know, or go with where they're at. Or yeah, I could always, you know, get them around to not being
yeah, because it didn't
cranky.
Always start great, right?
No.
What are you doing here?
Yeah, exactly. It's
but after you got them in the car and took them for their coffee, they were all happy.
Usually, yeah.
And we have two great books to give away today, Making Dying Joyful, Stories of Companionship by Gail Bennett Owens. And you can buy these books where also?
At Munro's, one of the oldest and most prestigious bookstores in Canada. And I'm so fortunate that they accepted to have Making Dying Joyful there and to sell it for me. And they're right down there at, I think, 1108 Government Street.
Beautiful. And callers 3 and 5 to 250-386-1161 will get those books, and you can pick them up here at CFAX. We'll be back in 2 minutes with Gail.
This program is brought to you by Marigold Nurseries.
If it's the Callwood Crawl or a mess on the Malahat, we've got your back with more traffic more often. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. From delicious chickpea burgers and strip loin sandwiches to tongue-tingling curry, Deadbeat's Fresh Food Truck serves up the tastiest lunches Saturdays and Sundays from 11 till 4 at Marigold Nurseries. Like Deadbeat's Fresh Food Truck on Facebook. And just wait till you try Carrie's beet and yam chips. On Lochside Drive, in Duncan, and at marigoldnurseries.com.
From our growing family to yours, Marigold Nurseries.
Yes, Bubbles. Is that Parmalin Hill?
The Trailer Park Boys return to the big screen this weekend with Trailer Park Boys Don't Legalize It. We talked to the boys about their new movie and their surprise return to television on Cineflex.com.
If we don't stop him, it will be the end of mankind as we know it.
Johnny Depp becomes more than human in this weekend's artificial intelligence thriller Transcendence. But how much do you know about Johnny Depp? Test your knowledge now at Cineflex.com. Enjoy your weekend at the movies.
The Source is the place for I Want That. When you opened your pool in April, despite the snow, who had portable splash-proof speakers? The Source. And when you needed to block out neighbors yelling, "Too soon, man!" who had noise-canceling headphones? The Source. And when your friends showed up in snowsuits instead of swimsuits, who had the exclusive Monster Superstar speaker to keep the party going? Yup, The Source. Now until April 23rd, get deals on headphones, audio, and more at our big sound event. The Source. I Want That.
Hi, Mom. How are you feeling? We've been worried about you since you took that fall.
Much better now that I'm back home, dear. I got the alarm care system.
You mean the medical alarm?
If I need help, I just press this button on my necklace, and an operator from Alarm Force can speak to me live in the house.
Really?
They've got my medical history on file and can send help right away. They'll even call you and your brother so you know what's happening.
You know what, Mom? That does make me feel better.
Get peace of mind for the ones you love with Alarm Care by Alarm Force. Call 1-800-267-2001 or visit myalarmcare.com.
We are back with Gail Bennett Owens, her book Making Dying Joyful. And where else was it available?
At my website, www.makingdyingjoyful.com. And
excellent.
Amazon
excellent.
As well. Yeah.
Now, these are stories of companionship, and you have lots of neat people. Or anybody who stood out the most for you out of all these? I'm sure it's
I was going to ask you who your favorite was, and then I'll tell you. Actually, I have no
favorites. I like the lady who asked about the money, first of all, that thought you were after her money. I can't remember which one she was.
Oh, yeah, Louise.
Because I just loved her. Oh. You know, she seemed kind of tough, but I liked her because she was paranoid with the dementia probably. But sounded like she was
person.
Such a lovely lady.
She really was, and so complimentary to me. I mean, I felt fabulous. Every time I would see her, she'd say, "Gorgeous today, darling." And she'd tell all the nurses and the carriers, "You look wonderful. Look at you." I can't do her British accent, but imagine that with a British accent.
Okay.
And she was just so, yeah. So she was a sweetheart. And we used to go out and we were just loved each other, mutual admiration for each other. And we'd go out lunching and for tea and even got hit on by a couple of guys, which I said, they must like women in their 90s. And she was outraged because she'd forgotten she was in her 90s. So she thought she was the same age as me.
Oh, my mom loved the guys too. We'd be in the coffee show. That's a good looking man, isn't it? She always was a flirt because you don't lose that.
No.
You know, no matter how old you are. Any tips you can give people right now, it's Easter weekend. And, you know, people are going to have their grandparents over or their parents over. Teenagers may have their grandparents and, you know, they always scurry and go do their video games. What can we do to make a senior feel more included in our events and listen to?
Well, get the photo albums out. Mm. Go down memory lane, have the grandchildren sit with them or somebody else, and let's just look at those photographs and see. You know, don't say, do you remember that? Do you remember that? Because it might be embarrassing for them if they don't remember that.
And then they get agitated.
Yeah, but just say, isn't this fun? Look at that little kid, you know, and do stuff like that if you want. Or get them to help set the table. Why not keep them busy? Set the table, put the napkins where they're supposed to go, things like that. And what I thought was really interesting, though, I went to something that hospice put on a couple of months ago, and they said that we will be forgotten about in a couple of generations. Our great-great-grandchildren won't remember who we are. They won't really know even what our name was, maybe, unless we kind of write things down. Or mm-hmm. So it'd be nice if you asked them some questions, like, what was your favorite holiday? What was your favorite food to eat on Easter? Do you have any Easter traditions, Mom, Dad, that you used to have? What was your favorite aunt? Who was your favorite aunt?
Who's your favorite child? No, kidding. Made up, kidding.
Yeah.
And you talk about birds a lot, too, in this, that every time someone dies, you kind of
bird
have...
crazy.
You've got your T-shirt on with the hummingbird, and we were mm-hmm. talking about that with our dads, and always brings a bit of a gulp to us, because mm-hmm. our dads and our moms are so special, but that relationship. What significance do birds have with people dying, and when you see them and know someone's passed away, you seem to have a connection?
Well, I think that the bird represents, especially the hummingbird, represents the soul and its mm-hmm. freedom that it has once it doesn't have this old and infirmed body like a cage to contain it. So birds are so happy. They chirp even when it's a gray day usually, you know. And there's lots of metaphors and stories and legends in all traditions, customs about birds. And winging, you know, how they represent maybe perhaps the soul. And I just in particular have a lot of dreams about birds. I'll wake up and think, oh, I just dreamt about such and such a bird doing such and such a thing, and sure enough, somebody will have passed away. You know, that's just me, and call me quirky, but
and it's funny because, you know, the hummingbird, I was saying, my dad, I often at the weirdest moments this hummingbird will be out of nowhere, and it's mm-hmm. like, wow, hi Dad. And you say you talk to your dad all the time, and you know, I really do feel that people are with us, that
mm-hmm. absolutely,
it's just that we can't see them, but their souls are certainly mm-hmm. with us. And sometimes if you need a little solace, just reach out.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, I do have people say, well, you know, are you saying that they're reincarnated and that little bird is your dad? No. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is that they are symbols. They are able somehow to come and remind us. I don't know how it works.
Yes.
It's a mystery. But, you know.
There are no, you know, it doesn't happen by chance. It just seems that these things are there and you have to look for it, and mm-hmm. you can't be cynical. Sometimes you just have to give it up and believe.
Absolutely.
In something, you know,
uh-huh.
and not in all this day-to-day stuff that we get mired in. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's so neat about the book, is that you do see just the pure thing of living and stories and a coffee and a drive, the common things in life, the everyday things that matter. It's not the big, huge moments, right? That we're going to remember.
No.
And you had a passage you wanted just to
maybe read.
Oh,
if you'd
read.
Like me to, sure.
Just a short passage from one of the
we have about 3
book.
Minutes. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is about, now the names have been changed to protect the innocent. So, you know, you may recognize this as your mother.
Oh, I recognize a lot of them.
But anyway, her name is Aubrey, okay. And she was real. And she started the latter part of her life getting about in a wheelchair, and she adapted to it quite well. She really took another one of life's setbacks with great dignity. And so every Friday I would wheel her out on the veranda or take her down to the little library in the care home and sit with her during lunch. And her eyes always lit up when she saw me, and she always thanked me for coming to see her. And one day out of the blue, she said to me very coherently, if only there were more people like you. Mm. Shortly before Christmas, I went to see her. I was about to take a vacation. She was bedridden and barely conscious. I said, Aubrey, it's me, Gail. She smiled a faint smile. I put some water on a spoon and I put it gently to her lips. She managed to take a small sip. I'm going away for a while, Aubrey. You're loved. Your family loves you. I love you. See you in the new year. Again, she gave me a faint smile. Just before dawn on New Year's Day, I dreamed about a small bird sitting in the bottom of a cage. It had the head and beak of a swallow. It was almost lifeless as it lifted its little head slightly to look at me. I gave it some water from a dropper. It took a few drops and then seemed to perk up a little. Then it put its head back down. When I awoke, I said to my husband, oh, I think Aubrey may have passed away. I just had one of my significant bird dreams. Sure enough, when I returned a week or so later, her son emailed me and gave me the news. He said, "Mom passed away in the early hours of January 2nd. After not eating or drinking for over a week, she went peacefully." I guess that at that time, the time I dreamed about the swallow, Aubrey was drifting in and out of this world. Perhaps the soul flutters around the body, much like a bird, and then it wings its way to the afterlife at the time of death. Her son went on to say, "We are so thankful for the friendship you had with her. While you never saw the full capacity, Aubrey, I know you experienced her essence, that spark of energy and sense of humor that defined her." A few days later, I attended a memorial that was held for her. As I walked into the small chapel, I was aware of the music that was playing through the speakers. It wasn't typical of most church music. It was lively and jazzy. I recognized it as "Ain't Misbehavin'," a Rod Stewart remake of that old Louis Armstrong hit. I felt like I should be dancing. I bet Aubrey was. I focused on the urn that held her ashes. It was a beautiful purple and blue color. However, what really caught my eye were the swallows that were painted on it. I grinned ear to ear. I have an infatuation with swallows. Every year, right about this time, I wait for the violet-green tree swallows to return to their nesting boxes in my yard. They're even more significant now, however, as I recalled my dream about the swallow in the cage. At the request of Aubrey's son, I stood up and read from the Gospel according to Matthew. "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven." As I walked out of the service, I knew that Aubrey was rejoicing. The music of "Old Blue Eyes" playing out of the speakers confirmed it. Heaven, I'm in heaven.
Oh, that is great. That is such a wonderful story and a wonderful time of year to give that message once more.
Thank you.
And, you know, this book is wonderful, so if you want to pick it up this weekend, it's Making Dying Joyful, Stories of Companionship by Gail Bennett Owens. There's her website, or Monroe's Books. Your dad, you've talked about other people here. I know this is a tough one to talk about sometimes, but he sounded like a very special man. Tell us a little bit about him.
Called me darling daughter.
Yeah.
Every email to me was darling daughter, he would begin with. And I got lots of emails and texts. He learned how to text, you know,
wow.
The last few years of his life. They say you can't learn
great.
Something when you have dementia, but he really, really, really tried hard, kept up, tried to do that, you know, computer, tried to do things, even as things were slipping away. But he could text me, and sometimes I got them at 3 a.m, and he would say, "I'm out walking," which, of course, would worry my mom. "I'm out walking. The moon is beautiful tonight. Don't tell your mother. She who must be obeyed would not approve of this." But no, he texted me and wrote me and sent me letters and encouraged me and, you know, sent me a check on my birthday and said, you know, "This is for you. Spend it. You know, I know your work with the elderly is really draining and you need to take care of yourself, my darling daughter." And yeah, just a great, great man who passed away last July. Out at Rest Haven Lodge in Sydney.
Well, I know he's very proud of you today as he's watching you. And
thanks,
it's been
Patty.
An extreme pleasure to read your book and to get to meet you because I really feel this book is important for a lot of people to read
Thank
so they
you.
Know about these stories.
It's been a joy to be here and be with you because I listen to your program every week and I knew
you.
I could connect with you, so thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. And you have a wonderful Easter with your mom and your kids and your grandkids.
Thank you, and you too. And we'll give away another book, or have we already given away the two?
One more to go. It's
250-386-1161.
Caller number one. Be the first. After the news, we're back with Lorna Vanderhaeg.
They don't last forever. Hi, it's Norm Groman here for the Dentures Association of BC. Did you know that wearing dentures for more than 5 years without having them checked could actually hurt? Getting your dentures checked and cleaned regularly will help prevent any issues before they happen. Make annual appointments with your dentures, just like you would with a dentist. Find one that's a good fit for you without a referral at denturist.bc.ca. Your smile will say it all.
It's Marigold Nursery's Spring Super Sale. Boxed roses, regular $17.99, now just $12.99 each. Save $5 on locally grown bleeding hearts. Great for shade gardens. They also attract hummingbirds. While at only $9.99, Marigold-grown strawberry hanging baskets ensure you'll enjoy fresh strawberries all summer long. On Lockside Drive, in Duncan, and at MarigoldNurseries.com.
From our growing family to yours, Marigold Nurseries.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon, John Spurr with CFAX 1070 News. A Victoria mother says that her prayers were answered when police recovered her stolen wedding ring. Police say the thief kept the diamond from the ring and sold the platinum band to a pawn shop. They say the pawn shop records led investigators to a home in the Fernwood neighborhood where a suspect was arrested and the diamond was recovered. Robert McKay is charged with break and enter, possession of stolen property, and, as well, drug trafficking. U.S. congressional supporters of the Keystone Pipeline are livid at the latest delay in the review process. Reporter Jerry Bodlander says the delay will likely mean a final decision will be pushed back until next year.
The State Department said the indefinite delay is needed because of an ongoing court case in Nebraska, which won't be resolved for months. That means the president, caught in between key Democratic constituencies that have vocally supported and opposed the project, likely won't have to decide until after the November elections whether the pipeline should be built.
Greenpeace Canada is happy, saying that the delay will give environmentalists more time to boost opposition to the multi-billion dollar project. An avalanche has killed more than a dozen guides on Mount Everest, and more remain missing. Reporter Lindsay Yanis has more.
The desperate search continues for three missing climbers in the single deadliest disaster ever on Mount Everest. At least 13 people killed, all of them guides, known as Sherpas. The experts who risked their lives helping others conquer Everest were at an elevation of 19,000 feet when the avalanche hit. Helicopters and rescuers carried the injured to the base of the mountain.
The Sherpa people are one of the main ethnic groups in Nepal's alpine region, and many make their living as climbing guides on Everest as well as other surrounding peaks. Today marks 19 years since the worst act of domestic terrorism on American soil. Speaking at a remembrance ceremony this morning, Oklahoma Mayor Mick Cornett talked about the site's great significance for all Americans.
Geographically, it is in the center of the country, the center of the state, and the center of the city. But I would maintain this is the heart of our country.
The bombing at a federal building in Oklahoma City killed 168 people and injured nearly 700. As of today, electronic cigarettes are illegal in public places in Los Angeles due to concerns over health, as well as the odor of chemicals in the vapors that are emitted. More from Alex Stone.
As cities around the country decide to regulate electronic cigarettes, LA is the latest to make them illegal in public places, including bars and restaurants. This woman lives here in LA and believes it's the right move.
It is kind of annoying to have someone else's steam or whatever that stuff is blow in my face when I'm trying to eat a meal.
In LA, e-cigarettes are now banned in places where tobacco smoking is illegal. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
And that's CFAX News to 133. CFAX weather, a little bit overcast right now, should remain that way throughout the rest of the afternoon. A few showers as well, reaching a high of 11 degrees. Tonight, cloudy with a 60% chance of showers and a low of 5 degrees. And then tomorrow, mainly cloudy, 40% chance of showers in the afternoon and a high of 12 degrees. I'm John Spurr. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We are back. Lorna Vanderhaeghe, who is with us from most every month, who is a busy person but always has great information, has a wonderful book out called Beautiful Skin Begins Within, A Smart Woman's Guide to Beautiful or to Healthy, Gorgeous Skin. This is in collaboration with Dr. Martin Braun. And welcome to the show, Lorna.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's great. This book is amazing. There's all kinds of information from within, without, all the stuff you want to know from your point of view, also from a cosmetic point of view, if you want to do that kind of rejuvenation.
Right. I think it's the first book ever that's really looked at how to combine the best of nutritional medicine and the greatest, latest topical nutrients, along with the non-invasive cosmetic treatments. And Dr. Martin Braun is a medical doctor. He's actually the first medical doctor to do laser hair removal in Canada. And now he's doing cosmetic rejuvenation, so using all the topicals and the lasers to make us look better.
And we can say thank you for that laser hair removal.
Yeah, we can.
That's a good thing.
It's definitely a great one, and the topical lasers are also quite interesting as well, especially when you combine them with the nutritional treatments that we can do to make it
Yeah, and I like your
better.
Take on it, too, because, you know, we we hear it from one angle, but I'm interested to get your take on it, because there are so many things we can do nowadays to look better. And you have some great stats, too, about how many women over 50 there are now compared to under 50.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is the first time in history that we have more women over the age of 50 than under the age of 50.
Isn't it
great? It's really exciting. And, you know, they're highly educated. They've got a lot of disposable income. For the first time ever, women have been, you know, looking after themselves financially. And when we look at how we look and feel, you know, people want to feel great. They want to feel great. They want to look great. They want to be strong and fit well into their 80s and 90s.
Right. It's totally changed. And in your book, you start out with the golden ratio of beauty. Tell us what that is exactly, because a lot of people might not know about it.
Well, it was really interesting. I was sitting with Dr. Braun, and he was showing me photos of what we perceive as beautiful. And he said the interesting thing is there's this ratio which Da Vinci used to build his the divine proportion in the Da Vinci Man that we all are familiar with, and it's a ratio. So the distance between your eyebrows, the length of your eye, the width between the edge of your eye and the side of your face, there is this ratio which we also call pi, and it's rounded to 1.6 or 1 to 1.5. And it's really interesting how what we perceive to be as beautiful is actually based on mathematical calculations.
And how is your calculation? Have you figured it out?
Well, it was interesting because he showed me that my eyes and nose and that they all fit perfectly within that shape. And it was very fascinating. But he said the thing with cosmetic treatments, if you're going to a cosmetic doc, they better be aware of this, because this is when, if they put too much filler or change something too dramatically, they could actually take you out of that beautiful ratio. And I think that's what we see happen when we look at the women at the Academy Awards that we used to think of as absolutely stunningly beautiful, and now we go, something has changed.
Right, and it's that cat look, right? When you get too much filler underneath and too much everything, that you're distorted somewhat.
Yeah, it was very, very interesting. And of course, you know, one of the things, the reasons why I teamed up with him is because he likes to use nutrients. So he said, you know, the better the quality of a woman's skin is because she took care of her skin nutritionally and used topical nutritional agents as well, then things all around work better. And, you know, we may be able to stave off that dreaded facelift now with all of the great nutrients that we can take to build collagen and to smooth out our skin.
It's a great time to be a woman, because there are some answers. Give us some of those things we can start. I know you have a great line of products. So what are some of those things we can take to topically or internally to start that process?
Well, I think, you know, starting off with the collagens, and, you know, there are 16 different types of collagen. Some of them have zero effect on the skin. They're used for the joints or for other areas in the body. But there's great research using a type of collagen called active collagen out of France. And this collagen has been shown to reduce the depth of deep wrinkles in 28 days, and they have clinical science to back that up. And as a result, Health Canada's allowed us to put on the label for the reduction of deep wrinkles. Now, that never happens. Usually you see on bottles fine lines and wrinkles, and then we all go, oh yeah, it's not really going to do anything. But this is a collagen supplement you eat that gets your body building collagen in the skin quite quickly. And in 28 days, you can notice a difference. By day 84, the crepey skin on the eyelids and the upper arms that a lot of women develop also starts to improve. And the longer you take it, the more improvement in elasticity and collagen building occurs. So this is quite exciting. So I was thrilled with this one. There are lots of other things that we can do to build collagen, but this one had clinical science behind it.
And what is that product called?
It's called Active Collagen, and
Active
you can
collagen.
Purchase it in the health food stores now. And it's from France, and it has a natural health product license number on it, which is really exciting, because that means that we've got good science to back up the claims and people can feel safe. It's a fish collagen, but it doesn't smell or taste like fish. It actually smells like vanilla.
How do you keep so on top of all this stuff? Like, you are just a wealth of knowledge on every level. Is it like 24/7 you're really kind of researching stuff?
Well, I'm researching new things. And, you know, I'm a woman. As I'm aging, I'm interested in these things as well.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, some products usually start out of a woman, a consumer who's contacted me with a problem or a friend or a family member, and they've said, but this was my girlfriends who are all behind this book who said, look at Lorna, you've got to find something for us to fix the way we look, because we're all going to live longer now that we're looking after our heart and our bones. And our blood sugar, but we want to look great too. So this book, Beautiful Skin Begins Within, came out of that need of my girlfriends.
Well, when we come back, Lorna, I want to talk about Celadrim, because that sounds like a fantastic product. Back in 2 minutes with Lorna.
When news breaks, Victoria counts on CFAX 1070.
Esquimalt Council will make a key decision regarding the city's sewage future.
What will probably be the biggest, most important debate and decision regarding the future of our region.
Homes in Langford and Colwood have been searched, and three people have been charged as part of a regional crime unit fraud investigation.
A possible break in the search for a missing Malaysia Airlines flight.
If it's happening, it's here on CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Todd's Furniture and Mattress.
I'm Lisa with your Saturday afternoon Community Connection. We absolutely adore our Langford fans here at CFAX, so shout out to you guys. Now, if you're in Langford today, School District 62 is having their annual Pace Music Comedy Review starting at 2 o'clock featuring Victoria-born Disney actor Caleb Worthy and, of course, over 300 school district performers. Now, this year's show is going to include selections from various musicals including Shrek, The Addams Family, Fame, and many more. Also today in Langford is the second game of the Can-Am Rugby Series. The Canadian ladies rugby team beat the U.S. 51-7 on Tuesday at Shawinigan Lake, so I think our chances are pretty good for this game. Check out the rugby action at the West Hill Stadium. Kickoff is at 3:30. Bring your umbrella and warm clothes to the game. There's light rain and it's 9 degrees in Victoria. I'm Lisa Gerbov with Community Connection.
My GIC at my bank is maturing next week, but the rates are so low. I'm wondering what to do. Any ideas?
Sure, GIC Direct It.
GIC what it?
GIC Direct It. Just go to GICDirect.com. You'll have access to the highest GIC rates from their extensive network of financial institutions. It's simple, safe, and secure, and there's no fees.
To get the highest interest rates on GICs and term deposits, go to GICDirect.com or call 250-592-7707 and keep your nest egg.
Got a GIC coming due? GIC Direct It.
Hi, I'm Al Faramy. It's never too late to help Victoria children and families in need, no matter what the need, through CFAX Santas Anonymous. You can make that donation anytime by going to the Santas Anonymous website at cfaxsantas.com. It's easy, it's secure. And while you're there, find out more about how CFAX Santas Anonymous helps local children all year long.
Helping Victoria children and families in need, no matter what the need. Donate to CFAX Santas Anonymous now at CFAX1070.com.
This program is brought to you by Marigold Nurseries.
Enjoy Victoria, one bite and one sip at a time. In good taste with Kathy Macquarie. Saturdays at 2 on CFAX1070.
We are back with Lorna Vanderhaeg. Her new book is Beautiful Skin Begins Within. Lorna, we were talking about some products. Celadrim is one I saw, because a lot of people I know suffer from eczema or psoriasis, and, you know, it's that battle back and forth with some topicals that are really not great for the skin and actually make it worse. What is Celadrim, and what kind of things does it treat?
Okay, so Celadrim, people may have heard about Celadrim previously in regards to arthritis, because it's got some very good research for arthritis as an anti-inflammatory when you take it internally and when you apply it to the skin. Now, one of the things they discovered when they were doing the arthritis studies where they were using it topically was that the women in the studies were reporting their wrinkles on their knees were disappearing. They were having it applied morning and night for sore joints, particularly around the knee. And so they went to the University of California and did a study there for wrinkles using a much stronger Celadrim, a 10% strength Celadrim. And then they did research for psoriasis as well. So Celadrim is a topical that you can get at the health food store. And the one with menthol is for joint pain. But the one without is called Celadrim Super Strength Cream. And this is for wrinkles, for psoriasis, rosacea, and dermatitis. But I think people have to understand that if they've got eczema or dermatitis or rosacea or psoriasis, that that is caused by having an essential fatty acid deficiency of GLA.
Mm.
And GLA is not found in fish and flaxseed oil. It's found in borage seed oil. And you'd want to look for GLA and take lots and lots of it. I always tell people, you know, to do the GLA challenge and take a couple tablespoons a day for 10 days, and that will make a dramatic difference in everything from dry skin to psoriasis,
really?
Eczema, and rosacea. Yeah.
So you can't really, it's not toxic if you have that much?
No. The big thing with oils, if you took too many, you'd just get diarrhea. But in regards to the GLA skin oil, most of us are so deficient. And when women go through menopause, they can no longer make GLA from their food. And that's the reason why their skin all of a sudden becomes so dull and lacks that youthful glow, is because they can't make GLA anymore. So women after menopause have to supplement with GLA for beautiful skin.
Man, people must love having you at a party. You must never get a chance to even have a glass of wine because you're just busy telling everybody all the stuff they want to know.
Yeah, I tend not to give advice when I'm drinking. It's not a good idea.
That's great. Hey, listen, some of the notes I got from Angela. She was saying, what is the Dracula treatment? So I have to ask you, what is that?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a treatment that you can have done at a cosmetic doc's office, and they use something called skin needling. Now, you can buy these rollers. They're called dermal rollers. They got little tiny pins in them, and you can buy them in cosmetic offices and online. Make sure you get the surgical steel ones. And you roll whatever topical agent you're using, whether it be vitamin A or maybe GLA topically or Celadrin, you could actually put your creams on and then roll. And that would bring the cream deeper into the skin. And it also works fantastically to rebuild collagen topically. But the Dracula treatment, they actually take some of your blood. They then in a cosmetic doc's office, and then they use the dermal rollers, and they apply the blood and then dermal roller on it. That's why they call it the Dracula.
Wow,
treatment.
It's sort of like aerating your lawn then.
Yeah, sort of like that. It's like walking around your lawn with a pair of golf shoes on.
Nice. Oh, cool. And there's other stuff too, like you hear about these treatments for fat deposits, say if you have the muffin, say if you had, we have the muffin top. Do you think those things work?
Oh, the freezing the fat treatments absolutely do work. This is the first time ever that we've been able to spot treat fat. And now the bodybuilders and the fitness coaches will go, no, you can't do that. But this actually works. And what they do is they take these machines and they pull your fat into this, like a suction. They freeze it. And when they pull the machine off you, it's literally like you got a frozen pound of butter. And those cells,
<Or two.
laughs> those fat cells are now dead. And they don't come back, and you then have to drink lots of water, and they massage afterwards, and your body absorbs the fat cells and excretes it through bowel movements and urine. But it does work, but it's expensive, and you have to do multiple treatments. But for someone who just has tried everything, you know, you exercise, you eat well, you've got a great shaped body, but you still have the muffin top, maybe something as an option for them.
Man, there are so many things. And when we come back, Lauren, I want to talk more about some of these treatments and also stuff we can do that maybe is a little cheaper that we can start with that's not the full-on lasers. When we come back, more with Lorna. We have one book to give away, 250-386-1161. If you want to be caller number 3, the book is yours. Back in 2.
Test driving the all-new Lexus IS is easy. Turn right out of the dealership and head towards a sense of oneness with the road. Hang a left when your pupils dilate and the hairs on your neck go electric. Merge with a feeling of power and control. Then return to the dealership and bask in the afterglow. Sport-tuned suspension, aggressive body lines. Come see how it feels.
Lease a 2014 Lexus IS for only $535 per month with zero down for 48 months at 3.9% APR. See newspaper or visit Metro Lexus for more details.
The CFAX 1070 Community Awards Ceremony, presented by Dodds Furniture and Mattress, is being held Thursday, May 8th at the Westin Bear Mountain Resort. Once again, we're honoring outstanding community leaders in the areas of sports, arts, business, teamwork, youth, community, and of course, Citizen of the Year. The annual CFAX 1070 Community Awards, proudly sponsored by TELUS Victoria Community Board and Soup School District 62. Presented by CFAX 1070.
When traffic is heavy, there's nothing like being on a bike. I mean, look at those snails trying to maneuver around each other. Feels good flying down this road, getting my exercise. Nothing but heavy traffic behind me and a parked car in front of me. Oh, parked car!
When you need emergency glass repair, First Response Glass has what it takes to get the job done.
I'm okay.
In Saanich, on Glanford, and on Van Isle Way in Langford, First Response Glass fixes it.
Only Marigold Nursery's Spring Super Sale has full flats of 32 mix-and-match basket stuffers priced at just $30 per flat. Sign up for one of their upcoming Moss Basket Workshops and create your own masterpieces for just $60 with all materials and instructions included, just in time for Easter or Mom's Day. On Lockside Drive, in Duncan, and at marigoldnurseries.com.
From our growing family to yours, Marigold Nurseries.
We are back with Lorna Vanderhaeg, and Pat was a lucky winner of the book, and congratulations, Pat. Lorna, we were talking about different kind of treatments you can go to the doctor for, but say you're mid-50s, not that I know about that, and, you know, everything kind of starts to drop. My friend Debbie says, like, 55 is kind of the magic number that, you know, you see the neck, you see everything kind of go. You can kind of kid yourself at 50, but by mid-50s, things happen. From your point of view and what you do and what you see, where should we start that process, from the topical, from the pills we can take, to the treatments we can go for? What would you suggest someone start at?
Okay. So the first thing you want to do is take GLA every day, which you can buy in the health food store, and it's very affordable, and then start on the active collagen because, wow, with the research, you know, even somebody who's 75, 80, 85 can start taking that and see results. And the longer you take it, the better the results. So that would be active collagen and GLA. Those would be the two you start now. And then for the topicals, you know, vitamin A or retin A creams really do work. You can use smaller doses of them, like 0.5% percent retin A cream, so you don't get the dryness on the skin. And you can use them every other day, but they do work. One of the drugs that is outstanding for stopping male facial hair growth and wrinkling is estriol. So it's a bioidentical natural hormone. It's a safe form of estrogen. It won't cause breast cancer or abnormal cervical cells. And it's called estriol, E-S-T-R-I-O-L, mm-hmm. And you get a 0.5 milligram dose, again, very, very tiny, to use on wrinkles on the face. And so those two are superstars, along with making sure that your cosmetics are paraben-free because they have hormone disruptors in them.
And that's a great start. And if you want to know more information, Lorna, how do people get a hold of you? Because I know you have the website full of stuff, so how would they do that?
People can get a hold of me at hormonehelp.com, so the word hormone and the word help, H-E-L-P.com. And the health food stores actually have my book for free if you come in the store and you buy a couple of these products for the next month, for the whole month of May. So
that's a great deal.
It is a good deal.
And if you want to know more, too, pattymack@shaw.ca or Lifestyle with Patty Mack, you can look me up and I can get you on to Lorna. Okay, so that's some of the ones you can take. What else would you suggest were some of the procedures?
Well, I think the safest procedures out there, you know, I was starting to get the dreaded brown spots. We call them age spots on the back of my hands. And so I actually did a little comparison, and I did laser, IPL laser, on the back of one hand, and I used a topical cream called sulforaphane on the other. The laser works instantly to get rid of your brown spots, and you have to do about 5 treatments. And so that's a great alternative for someone who does want to spend the money. And although I found it made my skin kind of hypersensitive to the sun, the sulforaphane ointment works as well, but you have to use it every single day. And it took about a year to start to see those brown spots fade, but I mean, it was a great alternative because it was very, very affordable, and I'll use it every day on that hand to keep those brown spots at bay.
And what about fillers? We hear so many of them. There's Juvederms and things we hear about. Are those safe for the skin, and can they kind of fill in kind of some of those depressions we get in our face?
Well, the great news is the fillers now are hyaluronic acid, and hyaluronic acid is great because it's safe. It also causes cross-linking in the skin, which will actually create more collagen over time. So, you know, they used to think that if you did those fillers, oh, they were going to be gone in 6 months and you were out of luck. But if you did the fillers over and over again over multiple years, then all of a sudden you don't need to have those fillers anymore. So that's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's all different types of them. Make sure whoever you go to that they are a trained physician. You know, you don't want to be going and having this done in a place where there's nobody who isn't overseeing it properly.
Right, because there's a lot of that nowadays.
There is a lot of that going on, and there should be a doctor there just to make sure that, you know, the people are trained and that they're using sterile treatments. But, I mean, I think the lasers are top-notch and can make very fast response. I mean, we have 30-year-olds who are getting melasma or brown spots from taking the birth control pill, and the lasers can get rid of that because that's pretty unsightly.
And Botox, now I know it's being used for, you know, a lot of times for people with migraines, which is great relief, but there's different spots in the face now. It's no longer just the eyebrows, right? You can do it around the mouth and the neck, I believe?
Well, I know Dr. Braun uses it everywhere. Originally, how I met Dr. Braun was that my youngest daughter had this excessive sweating problem to the point where she was becoming socially phobic as a result of it. So I did lots of research into what we could do to deal with this excessive sweating, and that's how I met Dr. Braun. And it's actually covered by BC Medical. So we did the Botox in her armpits, and it got rid of her sweating. And after two treatments, she did not have the excessive sweating problem anymore.
What a gift.
Yeah, it was pretty exciting because, you know, it was negatively affecting her life.
Yeah.
And I've actually met a man who quit his sales job because he had it on his hands, and he was so embarrassed to shake people's hands, and he has since gone to Dr. Braun as well and has had it eliminated.
That's fantastic. And so with the Botox, he does other areas too, because I know like the neck is one of those areas that's really tough. Have you found anything that kind of works on you know, loose skin on the necks and the chin area?
Well, that was where the active collagen really excited me.
Oh,
because
is that right?
In the studies, they found it improved elasticity, particularly in the neck. And so, you know, if you combine something like active collagen along with the skin needling, so that little dermal roller along with your Retin-A cream at bedtime, that would be fantastic. And then if you have the extra money to do some lasers, there are some very good lasers now for the neck. And I haven't really researched Botox for the neck because I know that there's some concerns about swallowing and things like that. But definitely the other treatments would be the go-to because they're safe and they're fast and they're effective. And no one has to live with these things. That's the thing. We actually have all
right.
these other options.
And you don't
today.
Have to go to the drastic measure of having a surgery either, because a lot of people don't want to go that route, because that's really when you change your total look if you go that way.
Well, absolutely, and I don't think it's necessary anymore, and neither do the cosmetics docs. I mean, they're looking at all of these other treatments that are being done to stave off time and to take 10 years off your face very, very quickly with a day at a cosmetic rejuvenation clinic. And, you know, I mean, some of these treatments are not that expensive. And, you know, hook up with a cosmetic docs clinic that offers, you know, all kinds of deals. Sometimes they have, you know, 20% off because it's your birthday. So start looking into the other options, and then make sure you visit the health food store so that you can get on the agents that are going to make the integrity of the skin look better.
Lorna, you've given lots of great information, and if you haven't written them down, you can contact me, lifestylewithpattymack.com, or Lorna's website, which is?
Hormonehelp.com.
You are just so smart.
Thank you.
I love all your information. It's great. And I hope you have a wonderful Easter with your family and your girls. And to everybody out there, get out there and enjoy.